Well, good evening, brethren. Let's get started. I'll ask those at the back to please find their seats and we can get started with Fun Night 2014. How many of you are really looking forward to this evening? Let's hear it by applause. Applause. Great. Now let's give our performers a bit of encouragement this evening. Let's let them know how much we appreciate them by giving me a standing ovation. Thank you. Well, we always like to have a little bit of humor on our fun nights. And how many of you would love to hear the greatest knock-knock joke ever? Great. You're gonna love it. You're going to love it. You guys start. Who's there? Wasn't that great? Okay, we're going to have our first performer for this evening singing "The Lord is My Shepherd." Please welcome Sister Davina.
We have many versions of "The Lord is My Shepherd." This one is one I heard years ago by Ray Conniff Singers, and I'd like to perform it. May the Lord have mercy on me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake. For his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sister Davina. Sister Davina is from the Toronto congregation. And up next, we have another act from Toronto. This is from the CGI Youth in Toronto. And they'll be performing a dance to the song, "Praise Him in Advance." Please welcome the CGI Toronto Youth.
and downs, times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. I cannot.
One more time for the CGI Toronto Youth. So, I think we all know there's a lot of musical talent in Toronto. And up next is another sister from Toronto, Sister Hannah. And she'll be singing Getting Used to the Family of God. Sister Hannah.
Good night, brothers and sisters. Okay. God loves us, and we in turn have to give back love to our brothers and sisters. I'm going to do this song. As Sister Davina said, God help me. Getting used to the family of God, going together, enjoying the trip, getting used to the family I'll spend eternity with, learning to love you and crossing the plains, fording the rivers and sharing the pains, sometimes the losses and sometimes the gains. I'm getting used to the family of God, going together, enjoying the trip. I'm getting used to the family I spend eternity with, learning to love you. How easy it is. I'm getting used to the family of God. Reaching a hand to a sister that's new, learning to say that I really love you. Learning to walk as the master would do. I'm getting used to the family of God. Going together, enjoying the trip. I'm getting used to the family I spend eternity with, learning to love you. How easy it is. I'm getting used to the family of God. Lending a hand to a brother that's new, I'm learning to say that I really love you. Learning to walk as the master would do. I'm getting used to the family of God. Going together, enjoying the trip. I'm getting used to the family I spend eternity with, learning to love you. How easy it is. I'm getting used to the family of God. Learning to love you, how easy it is. I'm getting used to the family of God. I'm getting used to the family of God.
Wow, wonderful. Thank you, Sister Hannah. Beautiful. A lot of talent in Toronto. So a bear walks into a bar and he says, I'll have a gin and tonic, please. The bartender asks him, why the big pause? Said, I was born with them. Well, up next, to bring us his musical talent, we've already heard from this brother once so far in the feast. He shared with us some stories. He's now going to give us some musical talent, as well as perhaps a little bit of humor from Nova Scotia. Please welcome Brother Clarence, accompanied by Brother Ray.
man, I don't know why I ever signed up after all that, down what I heard. And then I got to sing. Woo. This is a story, actually, about a grandfather and a little boy. And actually, it's got a sad ending. Maybe it's not appropriate for tonight, but I'll tell it for you anyway.
As he followed his granddad around, the world was just one big playpen, a place for granddad's fun. I'd sit and watch them for hours, so proud of my dad and my son. I hear him now before soap time, in his womb way he knew how to speak. Come on, Pappy, it's fun time. Let's play some hide and go seek. His granddad snuck into the closet and hid in the small darkened space. I can still see him now on his hands and his knees with a tint of fear on his face. I know that you in there, Pappy. I'm not one bit afraid, 'cause I'm a big boy now, Pappy, and you said that big boys are brave. Come on and say something, Pappy. You see, I'm really not sure, but I know that's you in there, Pappy. Once you come out, we'll play some more. It seemed they were always together. It seemed they were always at play. And the good time they spent with each other, I can still remember today. His patience seemed so unending. On his face was written the joy. Dad never seemed tired of getting to having some fun with his boy. I recall one day at the plaza, why I took them there, God only knows. But when they thought no one was looking, he hid in a big rack of clothes. Squeals could be heard round the plaza. I laughed till I nearly cried to see his little head stuck into the coat with an uncertain look in his eyes. I know that you in there, Pappy. I'm not one bit afraid, 'cause I'm a big boy now, Pappy, and you said that big boys were brave. Come on and say something, Pappy. You see, I'm really not sure, but I know that's you in there, Pappy. Once you come out, we'll play some more. But the angels came early for my dad. Without warning, God called him home. Oh, a heart is never as empty as when someone that you love is gone. But the hardest of all was in trying to find the right words to explain. He and Pappy would have no more fun time, that he'd never see Pappy again.
down at the home for the last time. Friends had all gathered there with all of the strength he could muster. Across the floor he came dragging a chair. The silence fell over the people. I swear you could hear a pin drop as he climbed on the chair on a small tippy toe, his blue eyes trying to peek over the top. I know that's you in there, Poppy. I'm not one bit afraid. I'm a big boy now, Poppy. And you said that big boys were brave. Come on, say something, Poppy. You see, I'm really not sure. But I know that's you in there, Poppy. Once you come out, we'll play some more. I know that's you in there, Poppy.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Brother Clarence. We really enjoyed that. A lot of talent there. Up next, a sister from Toledo, Ohio. We've heard from her already. We know how beautifully she sings. She's going to be singing a song entitled My Father's Eyes. Please welcome Sister Reen.
Is it on?
Yes,
it's on. How about that? Before I start this, I want to tell just a little story. We've heard Mr. James speak, and I heard him speak a couple years ago down in Florida. And you know how he gets worked up and starts to pace back and forth, and he gets kind of loud. And he was talking about the coming kingdom, and was getting everybody all excited and talking about what it's going to be like. And you know, he started to get into the rallying cry, and he said, are you ready for the kingdom to come, you know, and getting everybody to say yes. And so I finally says, everybody that's ready for the kingdom to come, raise your hands. Of course, we all raised our hand except for somebody back in the back, and got real quiet. And so Mr. James said, well, Bill, don't you want the kingdom to come? And Bill said, well, yes, Mr. James, I want the kingdom to come, but I thought you were getting up a load to go today. Which is the way we think.
I may not be everybody's dream for her little girl. My face may not grace the minds of everyone in the world. But that's all right. As long as I can have one wish, I pray. When people look into my life, I want to hear them say, she has her father's eyes, her father's eyes, eyes that see the good in things when good is not around. Eyes that find a source of help when help just can't be found. Eyes full of compassion, knowing every pain, knowing what you're going through and feeling it the same. Just like my father's eyes, my father's eyes, my father's eyes, you know, just like my father's eyes. On that day when we must answer for the things we have done, good and bad will all be had to see by Christ the Son. If you were called to stand and say what good you saw in me, more than anything I know, I'd want your words to be, she had her father's eyes, her father's eyes, eyes that saw the good in things when good was not around, eyes that found a source of help when help could not be found. Eyes full of compassion, seeing every pain, knowing what you're going through and feeling it the same. Just like my father's eyes, my father's eyes, my father's eyes, you know, just like my father's eyes, my father's eyes, my father's eyes, you just like my father's eyes.
Beautiful job, Sister Reen. Thank you. Her nephew hails from Denmark. And we heard him earlier. He's also an accomplished singer. And we also heard from someone who's going to join him on the stage who gave us the sermonette. They have an act entitled Comedians in the Making. Please welcome Darnell and Bruce.
Audition for the Feast of Tabernacles talent show 2014, and then we're on our way, man.
Yeah, we're on our way. If we ace this, we're on our way to Hollywood, Broadway, even Bollywood, man.
Bollywood, man. No way.
Yes. Man, okay. So all we got to do, okay, you know what? I'm nervous, okay?
All right, yeah, me too.
What if we practice our jokes to each other, you know? And maybe this random audience here.
Yeah,
and
what are they here for?
Then we can practice our jokes, and maybe then we can be good when we actually go into the audition inside that door.
All right. This guy seems pretty professional that we're auditioning for, so what are you, bro?
You got us mustaches.
I brought mustaches.
You got us mustaches.
Man.
Okay, how do I put this on? This is so classy, man. I hadn't expected this.
I even brought.
I can feel it.
I even brought my fancy hat, man.
Your fancy hat?
My fancy hat.
You brought
well,
a fancy
good
hat.
Luck, man. Well, good luck.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right. Okay. Late on me.
Knock, knock.
Oh, it's a knock, knock. Okay, who's there?
Two.
To who?
No, it's to whom.
To. Oh, man, this is going to be a bad show. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to our comedy show. If you can't hold it until we're done, you're in trouble. Now, I also have a knock, knock joke here. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Obama.
Obama who?
Obama self, don't wanna be.
How does that?
I think you should look into getting some Obamacare for that.
No one cares like Obama cares, you know? Here you go. Your turn.
Okay. So, what's the difference between a piano, a tuna fish, and a pot of glue?
I don't know. Lay it on me.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
Wait. What about the glue?
About the pot of glue. Well, I thought you might get stuck on that.
Oh, my goodness. Give me that. All right. Okay, here we go. Okay, so we're going to a rough neighborhood, okay?
Uh-huh.
We're going to a rough neighborhood, okay? And what you do is put your hands on the windows.
On the window,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, riddle me this, Batman. Do you feel the pain?
Feel the pain, but... Oh, I know.
Here you go. Your turn.
Okay. I always knew this, but I never trust the stairs. You want to know why?
Why don't you trust stairs?
Because they're always up to something.
Oh, my goodness. Stop it. Right now. All right. Okay, so, you know, it's not going very well with girls, you know.
Girls? What?
Well, yeah, with me, you know. I don't know. There's something... I mean, now I have a mustache, so it might work, but,
yeah,
you know.
Definitely.
I mean, I even tried those pickup lines, you know,
pickup
you can find on the
lines.
Internet, you know, yeah. You go out to a girl, you say a line, and they go like, oh! Right, okay.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to try it. You're going to be the girl. I'm going to be the man here. And this is the pickup line I tried, okay? Oh, that's perfect.
Okay.
Even the mustache is perfect. Look exactly like the Danish girl I taught you. Okay, here we go. Okay. Girl.
Uh-huh.
Is your daddy a boxer?
Uh-huh.
Because, girl, you're a knockout.
Oh.
And then she knocked me out. She even had a taser, man. I mean, she was stunning.
Woo!
Just remember, Darnell, that love is like a Rubik's Cube. It's pretty hard to solve.
Hey, you've never been good at Rubik's Cubes.
No.
You know, some of those people, they solve Rubik's Cubes with their feet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, your turn.
All right. So, it's always hard to explain puns to kleptomaniacs because they're always trying to take things literally.
Oh, my goodness. Stop it. Your puns are punishment, my friend. Okay. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the same girl. I've got to tell you more about my personal life here. Same girl. After she punched me in the face, she broke her finger. Poor girl. I mean, it was horrible. But, you know, on the other hand, she was fine.
Oh. Yeah, I got one.
I got one. See? Sleeping has always come naturally to me. I could even do it with my eyes closed.
Oh, man. That's going to be a long, long show. Okay. Actually, we're going to do a biblical joke now. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, riddle me this, Batman. How does Moses make his tea?
How does he brew his tea?
He brews it.
Oh,
your turn.
I got one to top that. Do you want to hear a construction joke?
Yeah, sure.
Well, too bad. I'm still working on it.
Oh, man. Okay, you know what? I mean, I have some bad pencils, you know. They've got erasers on both ends, you know. They're pointless, really. I mean, that's horrible.
What's the point?
There is no point. Oh, you're going to take it?
Yep, sorry.
Wait, I wanted to tell you this amnesia joke, but I forgot how it went.
Okay, you know what? You know what? I'm going to tell you more about my personal life, okay?
All right.
After this encounter with this girl, you know, I got a little bit depressed.
Uh-huh.
I started eating weird stuff, you know,
weird
like
stuff.
food coloring. You know, the doctor says I'm fine, but I feel like I died a little inside.
Oh man.
Oh, wait, look.
There we go.
Carlos. Can we audition now? Can I audition for the talent show now?
Oh, sorry, guys. It's a little too late for that.
What do you mean?
Well, the talent night is actually tonight. And
what? Right now?
Right now. You're what? Part of it.
Oh, we're
right.
Part of it?
Wait, does that mean we do our act now?
No, it's too late. Sorry.
Oh, what? You know what? Forget this. We're going to Bollywood. Yeah. Here we go. Turn it up. Here we go. Okay, let's get out of here.
Let's hear it again for the comedians in the making. Wow. I think we want to send them to Hollywood. They were that good. All right, we're going to change the pace a little bit. Up next, we're going to hear from Brother Ray doing the Sabbath song.
For the Sabbath, it is a day full of peace. This is the song for the Sabbath. May God's grace increase. This is a song for the Sabbath. It is a day full of peace. This is a song for the Sabbath. May God's grace increase. It is a day when we rest. It is a day when we pray. It is a day when we hear God's word and praise Holy God on this day. This is a song for the Sabbath. It is a day full of peace. This is a song for the Sabbath. May God's grace increase. God made the Sabbath for man to rest from all his work. And just like God at creation, resting from all his work. Oh, this is a song for the Sabbath. It is a day full of peace. This is a song for the Sabbath. May God's grace increase. It is a day to sing praises and lift our voice and sing and gather together to edify and worship our God and our King. Oh, this is a song for the Sabbath. It is a day full of peace. This is a song for the Sabbath. May God's grace increase. This is a song for the Sabbath. It is a day full of peace. This is a song for the Sabbath. May God's grace increase. May God's grace increase. May God's grace increase. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Brother Ray. Really appreciated that. Brethren, I just want to remind you that we have these beautiful t-shirts from Infuse, and you can actually win this t-shirt free if you can answer this skill testing question. But first, let me tell you a little bit about it. As you can see, it's a royal purple, and while you're wearing it, not only will you look dashing, but you'll be advertising the kingdom of God. Made of 100% cotton, and look at the back. All you need to do is give me a joke that's as funny as Darnell and Bruce's jokes. Any takers? I see a hand. A joke. Come on up. All right, let's hear it for Sister Annie.
What is a pirate always looking for, but is right behind him? His booty.
I think they liked it. Oh, come on up. Landon.
Don't you think the person who invented the knock-knock joke deserves a Nobel Prize?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've got one. You guys can add this to your repertoire. All right. All right. How does it go? I forgot. I know. Why was the horse so happy? Because he lived in a stable environment. Okay, so up next is Sister Abifa. I just have to remind myself of the name of the song. Okay, up next, Sister Abifa, and she'll be singing Only Natural. Please welcome Sister Abifa.
The music to this song, so I'm going to sing a cappella.
And may God help.
Yeah. Never seen it. Hey, yeah, yeah, ho, ho. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the biggest fool of all? You don't have to answer me. When I look at you, I see a prisoner set free from his chains, acting like he's still a slave from the prison he's been set free from. You may say it's only natural for me to act this way, but I know it's only natural that I have not been made only natural, yeah, only natural. Oh, I've got the spirit, the living God alive in me, giving me power so I don't have to be only natural, only natural, yeah. So mirror, mirror, look again, you've seen the fool that I have been, but do you see the grace that covers me? Not to do anything I please, in fact, grace is the only thing that makes me what I am not naturally. It's supernatural power that brings life out of the grave. It gives sight to the blind man, and it will not let me stay only natural, yeah, only natural. Oh, I've got the spirit and the living God alive in me, giving me power so I don't have to be only natural. Only natural, yeah, 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 yeah. 'Cause I know that on my own I'm only human naturally, but I've got the spirit and the living God alive in me, giving me power so I don't have to be, whoa, only natural, yeah, only natural. Yeah. Oh. giving me power so I don't have to be only natural. No more, no more, no more, no more, only natural. No more, no more, no more, no more.
Wonderful. And Sister Abif is from the Detroit congregation. And let's hear it again for her and the Detroit brethren. So two dogs are walking down the street when a third one passes them driving a truck full of hogs. One says to the other, he started his business fetching a stick and built it up from there. Oh, well. That sounded like it didn't quite go so well. Can I try another one? Yeah. Okay. Let me redeem myself. You'll like this one. Okay. So earlier this morning, one of the brethren saw me with just one glove on my hand, and so he stops me and he says, "Why are you just wearing one glove?" And I had to explain. Well, on the weather forecast, they said it might rain, but on the other hand, it might not. All right, we're going to change it up a little bit, and we're going to have a dance now from our brethren in Toronto. Sister Corinne and Sister Debbie are going to dance to a song entitled "Breathe on Me." Thank you, Sister Corrine and Sister Debbie. And brethren, Sister Debbie was just baptized 2 weeks ago. So. She started attending in Toronto, and her husband and her mother thought she was involved in a cult. So her mother started to attend to check it out, and she's here with us at the feast now. So please welcome Annetta Williams as she sings a song entitled Awake, Zion, Awake.
Good night. This is my first time at the feast, and I am enjoying myself. This is a song I love so much. I'll begin. Awake, Zion, awake. Awake, Zion, awake. Awake and trim your lamp. Awake, Zion, awake. Awake and trim your lamp. For the stars of heaven shall fall, and the moon shall turn into blood, and the Son of Man shall appear. Zion, awake. Awake, Zion, awake. Awake and trim your lamp. Awake, Zion, awake. Awake, trim your lamp. For the stars of heaven shall fall, and the moon shall turn into blood, and the Son of Man shall appear. Zion, awake. My young companion, save me well. I will not go with you to hell. I'm on my way. Stay and plan. I will not go. I will not go with you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. We love having you here at the feast, and you've really blessed us. I need to have a private word with Darnell and Bruce, if you'll just excuse me. I really blew it earlier. I didn't read my wife's writing properly. So here's the joke. I'll do it again. Two dogs are walking down the street, and a third one passes them, driving a truck full of logs. Get it? Starts with the stick, ends with the logs. Okay, so. Sorry about that. All right. Up next, we have Brother Zion with Sister Kimberly reading a poem entitled A New Conception in Christ.
She needs a mic as well. Yeah. So maybe she should use this one.
Godfrey, where are you?
1, 2, 1, 2. Brothers and sisters, how you doing? All right. Thank you for your patience as we get set up here. So this is a poem that I wrote about a little over 10 years ago called A New Conception in Christ. It's a repentance poem. And thank you, Sister Kimberly, for accompanying me on this one. Let's begin. For years, I had dined at the table of deceit, fulfilling my own desires and lusts. Habitual sin, once a daily routine, as I fellowshipped with the unjust. Readily I followed the multitude of despair, the blind leading the blind into the ditch, laying my treasures on the things of this world, plotting schemes of how I could become rich, afflicting vulnerable souls, causing many to stray, as I foolishly lived by the sword, rejoicing in sin for much less than 30 shekels, I was eager to betray the Lord. Then one day I heard a loud knock on my door, and I eagerly answered the call. It was the Lord of hosts, the God of Jacob. I let him in my heart, my soul, my all.
Once was trapped, but now I'm free. You took my sins and gave me life, and gave me life.
He aptly chastened me with his rod of reproof as I cried out in stern, throbbing pain. Anguish and sorrow overflowed my soul, but I knew this was not occurring in vain. Please forgive me, I cried, for against you and you alone, Lord, have I sinned. I submit to your will, incline my ear to your call. Please, my past sins, will you rescind? He presented me the gift of repentance and baptized me in his name by water and spirit. He said if I followed his ways and accepted his sacrifice, eternal life I would surely inherit.
Once was blind, but now I see. I once was trapped, but now I'm free. You took my sins and gave me life. You gave me life.
So I picked up my cross and I asked him to guide me so I could obtain life without end. He restored my soul through the pathway of righteousness as my life I allowed him to bend. Lord, you are the potter and I am the clay. I declare, do with me, Lord, as you will. Shaped into worthy formation, he molded me so his righteousness could be fulfilled. Teach me to walk in the light as you are in the light. Hence the darkness I will never return. Fill me with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and truth as your plan of salvation I'm very eager to learn. Help me to bear fruit in every good work for the sake of your kingdom come, that I will resist temptations and purge out vanities that I once performed under the sun.
I once was blind, but now I see. I once was trapped, but now I'm free. Said you took my sins and gave me life, and gave me life.
In Christ, I am now a new creation, as I rightly turn my back from sin. Baptized into his death, justified by his blood, a new life chapter I earnestly begin. If there be any soul out there needing to repent and begin a new path today, Jesus Christ is the only solution, the bread of life, and he is gracefully passing your way.
I once was blind, but now I see. I once was trapped, but now I'm free. You took my sins and gave me life.
Thank you.
For a real treat, up next, please put your hands together singing Ho Hey, the Clock Four.
cock.
Wonderful. I think next year we have to have a seminar, and we're going to ask Virginia and Lorenzo to teach us how they raised such a beautiful family. So that's. So we are going to hear from Bruce again. He's going to be, and also Carlos, and they're going to be joined by Darnell, and they're going to be singing "Beautiful."
In the middle. Okay. Oh.
Over here? Over there?
No, Carlos
over
is
here.
Over there.
I'm singing.
He's singing. Yeah, just sing it. Okay.
Baird.
All right, play it first now.
Hang on, Bruce.
He's got a saxophone.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. All right.
We're singing "Beautiful"
by Christina Aguilera. 3, 2, and 1.
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure, for all the pain feels so ashamed. I am beautiful no matter what they say, words can bring me down. I am beautiful in every single way. Those words can bring me down. Oh no, so don't you bring me down today.
Oh yeah, there we go.
To all your friends, you're delirious, so consumed by all your doom. trying hard to fill the emptiness. The peace is gone. Let the puzzle undone.
Ain't that the way it is?
Yeah! You are beautiful, no matter what they say. His words can't bring you down. You are beautiful in every single way. Yes, words can't bring you down. Oh no, so don't you bring me down today. No matter what we do, no matter what we say, we're the song inside the tune, full of beautiful mistakes. And everywhere we go, the sun will always shine, and tomorrow we might awake on the other side. Cause we're beautiful in every single way. Yes, words can bring us down. We are beautiful in every single way. Yes, words can bring us down. Oh no, so don't you bring me down today. Don't you bring me down today.
Or any other days after that.
Thank you.
That's great. Thanks very much. How has everybody enjoyed the evening so far? Wonderful. Up next, we're going to have Sister Kimberly singing an old favorite, Lean on Me.
Everybody knows this song. Everybody knows this song. So don't participate. Sing along with me. I don't want to be alone in this. Okay? Okay. Here we go. you just call on me, brother. When you need a hand, say, we all need somebody to lean on. And I just might have a problem that you'd understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. Say, say, I'll help you carry on. For help me won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Say, if there is a load that you have to bear that you can't carry, right up the road, and I'll share your load if you just call me.
Done. Thank you, Sister Kimberly. Can you believe, brethren, that we have come to our last act of the evening? It's gone by so quickly. Up last, we'll have from the Burlington congregation, Ryan Davis and Daniel Kowalczyk. They'll be doing a saxophone piece entitled Baba Yetu. Daniel and Ryan. Great job, and a wonderful way for us to end this evening. Can we have a round of applause for all of our performers this evening? I wonder as well, brethren, if we could have a rousing round of applause for our sound technician who has worked tirelessly all through the feast. Thank you. So, brethren, that brings to a conclusion our acts for this evening. Hopefully you are rejoicing at the feast, and we're going to ask you as we close out the night to join us in dance. If you're happy, show it. So this is our feast song. Let's dance, brethren.
Because I'm happy.